bathhouse, and it's an extra month to the year that's 13 months. We do not know how much rent you have to pay. So Shmuel said the case over there is, we're talking about a case where the maskir comes for the money in the middle of the month. That's when we say that he has to pay for the next half of the rent. But let's say the maskir comes at the beginning of the 13th month and says, listen, either pay me for this 13th month or go out. We say, Taku, listen to the maskir, that it's up to you. He's a muchzik in the kaka right now, and therefore that he gains, that either you leave or pay. What about b'soif ha-chodesh? Let's say the maskir first comes to collect the money at the end of the 13th month. So then the soicha, the one that's living there, he is the muchzik in the kaka. He's there ready. Then kulu l'soicha. So here you see, Shmuel holds it's a suffix. We have a suffix whether we say tofas losh rishon or tofas losh achron. And therefore, wherever the muchzik who's ever holding on to the money, he has the right to keep it. So that's why if it comes at the beginning of the 13th month, the maskir, the owner, is the muchzik. He can throw out the soicha unless he pays for it. But if he first comes to collect his money at the end, then we say no, the guy already lived there, and he's the muchzik, he can't get the money away from him. But if you tell me so sure, you say, Basa Lashon Achron, so that even if the maskir came at the end of the 13th month, he should also be able to collect the money. So here you see, Shmuel does not hold Tofas Lashon Achron. So it's a kasha in Shmuel? To steer like in Shmuel then. What does Shmuel hold? Does he hold like Benen, that's or not? Do we go bust a Lashon Achron, or does it remain a Suffolk?
So therefore the Gemara sounds like this, number base. The Gemara says, Ela rather liyelim, really, Shmuel the Pshat is, Zu v'loy sirule. Like Shmuel said first, these are the words of Benen, that's an Amishnah, that he holds Lashon Achron, but really Shmuel himself does not hold like that. Therefore it's good the Mishnah above Mitzvah, that really it's a suffix whether we go bus a Lashon Rishon or Lashon Achron. Therefore the one that's the Muchzik, he's the one that holds on to the money. So if so, for Hossam. So then the question is, if so, how come in the case of Kur Vishleshim, how come over there, when first you said Kur Vishleshim, and then you said Selah B'Saw, that Shmuel says you go bus a Lashon Achron, and each saw is a sale by itself. How come? Ayluchu, you're telling me Shmuel has a suffix. So the Gemara says, well, sometime am I mishum the toughest. Only because he's a toughest, that's why. And hochinami hotofis. Like, what are you answering me? Really, the pshat from Shmuel is it's a suffix. He has a doubt whether you go bus a Lashon Rishon or bus a Lashon Achron. And that's why in the Mishnah above a Mitzvah, by the Beit House, by the Merchatz, whoever's the muchzik in the money keeps it. That's why it comes at the beginning of the month, the masker is the muchzik. It comes at the end of the month, the seicher is the muchzik. So I'll tell you the same pshat here also. That I tell you, that Shmuel says, when I tell you saw a first a shloish kur b'shloishim, and then I tell you saw b'sela, that we say each saw I give you, it's a sale. There the pshat is when lakech takes it, he has a right to hold on to it. He doesn't have to give it back because he's a muchzik. And achnam it's takra sofik. What do we go? What does it mean? Does it mean to say still the first lashon of it's only one big sale of a kur of 30 saw, and before I gave the 30 saw, the mecha could be chayzer, or else the other side is no. Since he ended off and said, "I'm selling you a seller for a saw, each a saw for a seller, each saw is a sale by itself." So true, it's a suffix to Shmuel. What lashon do we hold? And therefore, the lachor is you go bus a toughest. So since the Meicher gave away a saw already to the Lakeach, that saw he can hold on to. He doesn't have to return it. And if he would want to return it, he could return it. The Meicher wouldn't be allowed to say, listen, you have it, keep it. Because it's not a suffix whether it's called a good sale or not. It's only if Lakeach wants to hold on to it, since he's a muchzik, half the muchzik, most of a suffix, we leave it by the muchzik. So therefore, there's no steer in Shmuel. Shmuel really does not hold like Ben Enas. It is not safe for Vadai to go boss a Lashon Achron. Takaroni is Suffolk. Therefore, the Lachar is always you go boss the Muchzik.
Now, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Amri Be Rav.
Rav Huna sang over the name of Beirav,
which means he sang over the name of Rav.
Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. That's the lashon of he sang over the name of his Rebbe, sang over the name of Rav. Look, the Rashbam explains, the more in Parakamas and Edwin says, Amri Beirav, that's Rav Huna. From Rav Huna, Amri Beirav, El Rav Hamnuna Kolema, Kolecho di Amrinon, Amri Beirav, the Mashma Talmud de Rav, Hainu Rav Hamnuna. Wherever it says Beirav, which is Mashma Talmud, that's Rav Huna. Shere Tamidav Sharav. V'yamah halocha yem shmoi Sharav. V'omle kamot v'achim lo, v'omle ravada yechad zimna. The kids, he said the loch like this, the name of Rav, that, what he said this, Estira. Sometimes I want to sell you something, and how much is it worth? So first he says Estira, then he says Meyamo. So he says like two different values. And Estira is a little bit less than 100 more. So he said two words again, Loshen Rishon was, it's worth Estira. And then he said a Meyamo. So loch is, Rav holds you go both Loshen Achron, and Meyamo, you have to pay 100 more. What about the opposite way? Let's say he said, Meyamo Estira. The first he says it's worth $100. Then he says, no, I'll sell to you for an Estira. Say Estira, that you have to pay only an Estira a little bit less than 100 more. So Mora says, Maikum Ashmelon. So then what is Rav Huna, the name of Rav, telling us? That Tofas Loshen Achron, that we go after the last Loshen. That's like bananas, not Mishnah. So Mora says, Ayomro Rav Chodazimno. Rav already said this one time. The Yama Rav said like this. If I would have been there in the case of Metziah, by the case of the Merchatz, by the 13th month, have a Yehivno, Kula Lamaskir. I would have said the whole thing goes to the Maskir. In other words, there again, the case was where first he said, I'll pay you $12 for the year, and then he said, I'll pay you $1 for a month. So Rav said if he would have been there, he would have said clearly, Tofas Loshen Achron, that since he said $1 a month, and now it comes out that this year is 13 months, you have to pay $13? So like, what's the Chiddush of Rav? Rav said it one time. He said it already once. Gemara says, no. Eyit maho v'lo yit maho. Have a mean of meheda kohoda bay. Avloch ava mada tema perusha kama farish kamash melon. So again, the story is that maybe no, just from the mission, just from Rav Zalocha and above Metziah, about that he says, Kulu Lamaskir, that would not be a proof to other cases to say clearly, Loshen Achron, like this case of Meyamo and Inistira. So maybe over there by the Maskir, really that he says, Kulu Lamaskir, is a pshat because maybe there's not really two Lashonis. True, at the beginning he said $12 for the year. And then he says, I'll pay you $1 for a month. So maybe it's called only Purushi Kamafarish. He's like explaining himself. True, first I said $12 for the year. You know why? Because I'm talking about a regular year. A regular year, there's only 12 months. So even at the beginning, when I said $12 for the year, maybe did not mean to say Badafka like $12 for a year, even when it's an Ibiyor, when there's 13 months of the year. No, he's coming to explain himself. I first meant to say $12 for the year, and I meant the regular year, and therefore really that's like saying $1 a month. And therefore, let's say it comes out that this year is an extra month to the year, there is 13 months of the year, and the Hanami, he never meant to say opposite, he always meant to say, I'll pay you $1 or whatever, a golden coin for the month. So that's why maybe over there Rav says, Kula Lamaskir, that for the 13th month, for sure the Seichel would have to pay. But Mashenkin and over here, this case of Moi Estira and Estira Mo, where it's an exact opposite case. Does he mean to say I'll charge you 100 or 97? The Estira is either 97 or 100. So maybe here I would not know that Rav says clearly, Tofas Loshen Achron, but maybe rather it only remains a Sophic. So therefore, Kamash, when I need the Chiddush, Rav to tell us no. That Rav Huna and Rav has to tell us that Rav holds all over Tofas Loshen Achron. Rav tackles like Rav Ben Nenas and now Mishnah that even when there are exact opposites, that first he said 100, then he said 97, we go Bosa Loshen Achron. That's the Ikki, you go Bosa Loshen Achron.
tefillah, it comes out, it's a big machlokes taka. Whether we go for sure, bas loshen achron, the way Benana says in the Mishnah, the way Rav says, or else do we hold, like Yizodeh Chacham, or like Shmuel, to say no, that really Bemetzin remains a suffix, and therefore we go bas the muchzik. Whoever's the muchzik, he's the one that will hold on to it. Alright, we'll stop here.
Hier, hond af kuvova maralafia.